I'm Amy Medling. I'm the author of Healing PCOS and the founder of PCOSDiva.com. And you can find me at PCOSDiva.com and on all social media at hashtag PCOSDiva. And you can find out more about my book, which is available at Amazon and all other book retailers. And you can find out more at HealingPCOS.com.
We are talking this morning with Amy Medling, who wrote Healing PCOS, a 21-day plan for reclaiming your health and life with polycystic ovary syndrome. And we were just talking before we started the interview how it's strange how one hears about something and suddenly it's all around, it seems. And that's certainly the case with PCOS.
Oh, it certainly is. PCOS, it's the most common endocrine systems disorder found in women. It's also the leading cause of infertility in women. And now statistics are saying that it affects up to 1 in 5 women. So it definitely is prevalent out there.
What are the symptoms of PCOS?
So at the root cause of PCOS is 3 things: insulin resistance, hormonal imbalance, and inflammation. So those root causes drive the symptoms. So things like weight gain, fertility issues, as I mentioned, acne, cardiovascular issues. Women with PCOS can develop type 2 diabetes. Actually, the statistics is 50% have developed type 2 diabetes by the time they're 40. Depression, anxiety, poor body image, thyroid disorders, male pattern hair growth, and male pattern hair loss. And honestly, the list goes on and on.
Is there any connection? I would imagine that some of these symptoms start when a woman is pretty young. And is there any correlation between getting this treated, in quotes, early?
Oh, absolutely. I have PCOS, and I found out when I was 31 that I had it, but yet I showed signs and symptoms as early as age 14. Oh. So boy, I wish I had gotten the help that I needed as a teenager. And you're absolutely right. The earlier you get diagnosed and start making lifestyle changes, because lifestyle therapy should be first line therapy for PCOS. So changing things like your diet and exercise program and supplements, I believe it's really the first thing that you should do before starting pharmaceuticals to manage PCOS. But you're right, it really helps the outcome and your risks for things like cardiovascular disease and diabetes and endometrial cancer, which women with PCOS have a 3 times higher risk of.
Let's talk about meds just for a minute. Many doctors will put women with PCOS on the pill. Is that a good thing?
Well, I was put on the pill for my PCOS as well, but I think that the pill is somewhat problematic. I see it as a Band-Aid for PCOS. It sort of masks the symptoms, but it doesn't help heal those 3 root causes, and it actually can make things worse. In fact, the pill can increase insulin resistance. The pill can cause nutrient deficiency, and women with PCOS are also already deplete in a lot of nutrients, such as B vitamins and vitamin D, magnesium, and zinc. And so the pill just adds to that. And also, this is really important to note, that women with PCOS are almost 2 times increased risk of blood clots on the pill. And a lot of doctors don't kind of lay out all of the risks before prescribing the pill. So, you know, it's important to kind of look into that for yourself. So PCOS is a syndrome, and it's really an array of symptoms. Not every woman presents with the same symptoms. In fact, you know, I mentioned difficulty losing weight and easy weight gain, but 30% of women with PCOS are thin and have no problem with their weight. Mm-hmm. So I really believe kind of getting to those 3 root factors, the inflammation, insulin resistance, and hormonal imbalance, can really help all women. And that's how I've sort of built my plan around. And it's based on an anti-inflammatory diet and really helping to bring your hormones back into balance and your blood sugar balance so you can increase your insulin sensitivity.
Eating like a PCOS diva, I was intrigued by your salad in a jar.
Yeah, so, you know, I really believe that healthy food can taste really delicious. And I've kind of built a lot of my recipes around layering flavors. So things like fresh herbs and spices, and those are all anti-inflammatory. I mean, one of our best anti-inflammatories is curcumin, which is in turmeric, and ginger. So, you know, adding these anti-inflammatory food spices and herbs into your foods and layering flavors. And, you know, I find a lot of women who come to me don't love vegetables, and vegetables are really at the core of healing your PCOS. You can make healthy vegetables taste delicious, and salad in a jar is a perfect example, you know, layering all of these different flavors in a mason jar, and then also roasting and grilling vegetables kind of brings, caramelizes the sugars in them and brings out the natural delicious flavors. So really learning to cook healthy food from scratch is so important.
A lot of women don't take care of themselves.
That was a big aha for me in my journey to healing PCOS, is I had to start putting myself first on the list so that I could be the best mother and wife that I could be and be the best me. And self-care was a huge part in that. And you know, we already talked about eating. You know, I call it eating like a PCOS diva. And eating like is a really important act of self-care, and making sure that you have meals planned and you've shopped for food, but also reducing stress and having mindfulness practices. For me, it's just in the afternoon before my children come home from school, making a little pot of tea and taking time, kind of a pause in my day to have, you know, a soothing cup of tea and sort of just sipping and staring out the window and just a little meditation moment. And I like to put sleep in self-care as well. I think so many of us don't get enough sleep, and that's a real critical part of self-care. And then this one might be kind of surprising, but finding a creative outlet. I think using your creativity is really healing, whether you write, dance, scrapbook, draw, paint, quilt, you know, you name it. I think any type of artistic expression can really stimulate stress relief and help your body heal.
And one thing that you said, when you're having your tea, don't be folding laundry and loading the dishwasher at the same time. Sit there and savor your tea.
Yeah, and just be in present in the moment. I mean, I think so many of us just are not, especially with phones these days, you know, yeah. Whether we're going to sit with a cup of tea or what have you, you know, we're scrolling through social media or checking right. Our email. Just have a moment where you're just truly present in the moment. It's wonderful for stress reduction.
Anything that you want to underline before we conclude?
If you're listening, and as I was talking about the symptoms of PCOS, and you're mm-hmm. sort of checking them off in your head and thinking, gosh, that really sounds like me, between 50 and 70% of women are undiagnosed. And it's important that you advocate for yourself with your doctor and ask to be screened for PCOS using the Rotterdam criteria. And also, this is what I want to leave you with, that mm-hmm. there's so much hope for healing PCOS. It is the leading cause of female infertility, but so many women can and do get pregnant with the right treatment. So there is so much hope. You know, I hope that you pick up my book, because I think you'll find that it's a wonderful way, not just for PCOS, but a great lifestyle to adopt.
And how are you doing, by the way, with your PCOS?
Well, I'm thriving with PCOS, and that's really the ultimate goal. There is no cure, but there's sort of I think of it as a continuum of healing to a point where you're really thriving. And I think a lot of women get diagnosed with an incurable kind of chronic health issue. You sort of go through those five stages of grief, and, you know, coming to a place of acceptance, and then even seeing it as a blessing. I mean, it's a journey and it takes a while, but there's a lot of upsides of PCOS. And I actually, in this point in my life, I really consider it a blessing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, Amy.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate being here.
Once again, we are talking with Amy Medling about her book, which is Healing PCOS, a 21-day plan for reclaiming your health and life with polycystic ovary syndrome.